Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
K-I-S-W, the Rock of Seattle. We got a face mask for you. Okay, I'm lying. We actually have a couple of face masks for you. Two designs, a brand new one, so you can keep your face covered during COVID.
And look, ours are cooler than Louis Vuitton's, and they're about, I don't know, $990 cheaper.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Save a lot of money and look better than Louis Vuitton. That's all I'm saying. And also, a portion of our masks that are sold go to a great cause, the Washington State Nurses Association, and they provide education, resources to nurses across the state. You know you love that. So get your face covered, COVID. That's right, COVID. Cover your face, COVID. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And the rest of you as well. Get that KISW face mask. Two styles you can choose from now.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Thursday!
Search out for why.
Oh, yeah.
Get that Friday Junior feeling.
All right, Dean.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, go do something and then be happy tomorrow's Friday.
Like, go out late and stay and party on Thursday.
Yeah. Tonight. I mean, that's kind of like, I mean, for me, it's late. I mean, I stay up till 8 o'clock.
Ooh!
I'm a crazy man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Living that wild life.
Living that wild life, baby.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Don in Puyallup. Don, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye.
Find the X. For those playing at home, Don will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Don, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What is the log that's traditionally burned during Christmas celebrations called?
Yule log.
Yes. Where is the Oval Office located in the White House?
Pass.
In which decade were Toyotas first sold in the U.S.?
1960.
No.
50s.
Yes. What title does the political leader of Mexico hold?
President.
Yes. On The Office, Andy's original name for Jim was Big what?
Repeat, please.
On The Office, Andy's original nickname for Jim was Big what?
Oh, yeah.
Dummy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid Adam.
No.
Vampires
are typically known for turning into which animal?
Werewolves.
No.
Wolf.
No.
Bat.
On which continent was the first heart transplant conducted?
America.
No.
America.
Europe.
No.
Africa.
Yes. The movie Groundhog Day was directed by whom?
Zemeckis.
What was that?
Robert Zemeckis?
No. 1, 2, 3, correct.
Yeah.
And it wasn't pronunciation wrong on that one.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No, it was just not that guy.
And I forgot about Andy's nickname for a gym. Totally forgot about that.
See, I didn't watch enough of The Office to know. So
yeah, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, Andy's played. I can't think of what's the guy from The Hangover was missing a tooth. That actor, Bill. No. I can't remember his name. But anyway, it's the same actor.
Okay, yeah, I have no idea.
Played Andy in The Office, who played the guy that, you know, ended up going with Heather Graham in the Hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't I remember his name?
I don't know, but you have about 60 seconds to kind of figure that out.
Ah, son of a gun. Okay,
Steve. Are you ready?
Oh,
Ed Helms.
Yeah.
Is it Ed Helms?
Yeah, Ed Helms. Yeah.
So Ed Helms,
nice.
He played.
It's not an answer. Don't worry about it.
He played that character on The Office.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the log that is traditionally burned during Christmas celebrations called?
The Ed Helms log.
No.
Yule log.
Yes. Woo! Where in the Oval Office is the Where is the Oval Office located in the White House?
Next to the bedroom?
No.
Right by the intern's room.
No. Jeez.
In the living room.
No.
No, in the basement?
No. In which decade were Toyotas first sold in the U.S.?
The 50s.
Yes. What title does the political leader of Mexico hold?
Dictator.
No.
Oh. Prime Minister.
No.
Good question. President.
Yes. On The Office, Andy's original nickname for Jim was Big What?
Dipper.
No.
Big man.
No.
Big mule.
No.
Big mule. Wow, everybody.
Vampires are typically known for turning into which animal?
Ooh, a bat.
Yes. On which continent was the first heart transplant conducted?
Asia.
No.
Africa.
Yes.
Yes.
The movie Groundhog Day was directed by whom?
Bill Murray.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You win 5-3.
Ooh, sorry about that, Danny.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you too, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
Not as much if I could have got a song.
I'm the best.
Yeah, right. Still appreciate Don.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I feel like it's a really longer version that we don't need.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
It's a super longer version.
I'm the best.
It's the remix.
Turnabout's fair play.
All right, we'll have to see what happens.
Your damn loser song's going for like 40 seconds. It's a 5-second clip. I still have 15 more seconds.
All right, well, have at it.
No,
Matthew
really even
bad.
He's sick of it.
Yeah, I'm kind
of
done too.
Where is the Oval Office located in the White House?
Should I know this?
It's based, if you remember, a certain TV show.
Are you talking about like the address?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
It's in the West Wing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I should have just guessed that.
Yeah, you should have.
Okay, I was going to give you a hard time, but I guess that's a good answer.
So what was Andy's original nickname for Jim?
Big Tuna.
Big Tuna!
Which you'd only know if you watched The Office. I don't know 100%. Why he called him Big Tuna, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
Neither do I, because I never watched it.
Unless you know John Krasinski's taller than we would imagine. I mean, he was a tall guy. I mean, it's hard to know.
He looks like he's a pretty tall dude.
But, you know, I always just thought everybody was short. And he was regular size. It's so weird.
John Krasinski's 6'3".
Ooh,
I can see why you call him Big Tuna.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Big Mule, if Steve would say.
There you go.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with height.
And who directed Groundhog Day?
Was it Harold Ramis?
It was.
Yeah, and he almost, I mean, I guess he got fired or quit or whatever, Galaxy Quest in the documentary. He was tabbed to direct that movie and didn't like some of the choices that people were thinking of, didn't want Tim Allen in the lead role. Mm. And then eventually he was off the project and they gave it to somebody else. And usually that spells death.
Yeah.
Especially because Harold Ramis was a great director known
Absolutely,
for great comedies.
Yeah.
And Galaxy Quest turns out to be one of the greatest movies, and he actually didn't direct it, even though they wanted him to.
And you know who's one of the greatest players ever?
Who's that?
It's Steve.
Thank you.
Because he won.
We already did that. Thank you. We don't need that again.
Since a lot of people are texting me, they call him Big Tuna because he ate a tuna sandwich on his first day.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yep.
Oh, on his first day that Andy was there?
First day at work. It says because Jim ate a tuna sandwich on the first day of work.
Well, I wonder why Andy would call him that, because Andy joined later in the show. So I'll have to really, if you Office people know that, I mean, nobody ever called him Big Tuna until Andy showed up. And if you're an Office fan, you know, Andy showed up like maybe season 3, 4, 5 or something. So he wasn't always there.
Jim was Big Tuna because he ate a tuna sandwich on his first day working with Andy. And that's it.
Oh, okay. That's different. So it's his first day working with Andy, which when you think about it, Steve, is a dumb nickname, because Jim had been working at the office for like 3 years. Andy's a new guy that shows up and decides to give him a nickname just because that's what he's eating the day Andy met him. It's not like that was Jim's thing. which is why Andy was such an idiot of a character. You know, imagine somebody giving you a nickname because you walked in with something and say, all right, Granola. And you go, you're the new guy. Why are you calling me Granola?
That's funny.
Yeah, first day I was here, Steve, I saw you with Granola.
I accept it.
Yeah, you would? You'd be okay being called Granola?
Well, it'd be better than if they came in today, that'd be weird. It would be very awkward because they'd be like, what's up, Vicky's Cake? And I'd be like, oh, that's my name now.
Huh? Vicky's Cake.
Happy birthday.
I think I'm going to start calling you that. Hello, Vicky's Cake.
That should be the name of your OnlyFans, Nate.
That's right.
Page.
Yeah.
You guys want to see some mature content from VC?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, man. This is your opportunity, but Steve does have a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we shall be gonged, and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody texted in earlier this morning, and they wanted to know, where did it go? There it is. They wanted to know what's something that you used to think was frivolous or didn't know about, which now you just can't go without. For me, shaped socks from Alan in Olympia.
Shaped socks. Maybe I don't know about this.
I mean, I'm just assuming that they are already kind of like put in the shape of a foot.
Oh, I see what you mean, as opposed to just
like
this long
socks.
Tube.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Huh.
All my socks are shaped.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
And nothing feels weirder when you put them in the wrong way.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Am I taking that for granted? And that's what I have too? I guess
so. You're currently wearing socks that have wings on them, BJ.
That's right.
Captain America.
You always notice my wing socks.
Well, because earlier you were like on that little rolly seat thing spinning around the kitchen like an adult, like we all are. And your pants hiked up, and then I saw the wings.
You don't like those wing socks. Last time I had them on, we were interviewing somebody. And
yes.
You thought it was very unprofessional.
They're silly.
Wow. You're a wing sock hater?
I am. I'm wing sock shaming you.
And you know something? Every time I see these in the drawer, I do get traumatic about it.
Oh, good.
Like I might want to get rid of them.
But here you are still wearing them.
I know. I try to figure, well, maybe I can wear it. It's no big deal. And then again,
you get busted.
You get busted by Steve and sock shaming.
I haven't seen your socks in weeks.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I noticed them.
I haven't worn these in weeks.
Well, in my head, I feel like you wear them every day, because anytime I look down to see your socks, you have the wings on them.
Makes you feel better. I think they're cool.
They're cute.
All right, so now what am I going to do?
Wear them. Who cares what I think?
Well, I guess I do.
Don't.
Then why do you say anything? Why say anything if I shouldn't care?
Because I think it's funny.
Oh, there you go. See, at the end of the day, it's just I'm getting trolled. This whole job has become me just getting trolled by almost everybody on the show.
Yeah. Truth. Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
Says the guy who named interns Mangina Matt and Bend Over Ben.
Short Bud Sean.
It's true. I mean, you're right.
Geez, where did we learn this from?
You're absolutely
right.
I learned
it by watching you.
That's my comeuppance. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I've reaped what I've sown. But understand this.
Yes.
So will you. The cycle continues.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. So
says, if you guys won that $69 million, what was the first thing you would have done or bought from Red? Oh. Now I'm not happy, though, because we didn't win.
We did not win.
I'm not sure I'd come in.
You wouldn't come in to say goodbye?
No.
Oh, wow. Man.
I would totally come in.
Absolutely.
I would do it on the internet. I'd like it on Facebook and go, peace out.
You couldn't come in for one show. I would come in until... I'd come in every morning. I just wouldn't try as hard. Like, not that I'm trying very hard. It is. I'd come in at least until I get the check, actual money in my account.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a god-awful time to get up in the morning. That's why I would come in the afternoon. Maybe I'd make the announcement on the men's room.
You go on.
Yeah, I could do that because I could get up by that time. I cannot tell you, sleeping in is the one thing I love having vacation for. I don't really care if I go anywhere. I don't care if I do much. That's all nice.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to get up, and this is just like getting up at 7 in the morning. That's all I'm asking.
Get up at 7 and come in at 8:30. Who cares? No one's firing you. You're a millionaire.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I suppose that's possible. It's possible I'll do that.
Oh my gosh. I would come in. I would hire Blue Thunder to come in with me. So that way they'd come in playing all the drums. And it would just be like the ultimate pomp and circumstance. And I'd make the announcement.
Yeah.
Deuces, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Deuces.
I suppose if I were to keep the job, I would have to like get my own driver. You know, I would, and I would hire
you
everybody.
Have your own driver, don't you?
Well,
yeah,
no,
Sarah
I drive. I drive in.
Oh,
I'm still driving
her
my
driver.
Own car. Oh yeah, I'm her personal driver.
Nice. Wow, yeah. Fancy.
I would just flicked her hair back when I said that.
I would hire somebody that would take my place at every meeting. I mean, I don't go to a lot, but like, you know, we have another meeting coming up, and I would desperately want to get out of that meeting. I don't want to do meetings anymore in my life. I hate meetings. So I would hire somebody, if I'm still working, I'm saying, I would hire somebody to be my official representative at all my meetings.
Well, just be like, I'm not on your meeting. I'm rich. I'm coming into work. That's all you could get it from out of me now.
Exactly. Yeah. But then I get to employ somebody. See, I'm helping out the economy by employing somebody to take, you know, I'll do
So Sarah would be going to all of his meetings.
Yeah.
And
that's fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, all right. How about you, Vicky? What would you do if you won?
After, you know, paying for my house, I would want to get a giant RV and just kind of tour the country.
Oh, she's not going to be working on the show anymore, Steve. So maybe, how are we going to do?
Yeah. Oh, like I can call in remotely from different cities and tell you what I'm up to.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, I don't.
So now I got to get. So now, Steve, if we're going to stay here, now we got to hire somebody. Yeah. Now we're in the hiring mode.
Yeah.
I'd buy a new car and get like a Jeep Wrangler 4-door one. That'd be pretty sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the top of the line Jeep? I have no idea.
No, it's just what I want. It's just what I
like.
Oh,
you're not going to get like the Cadillac of Jeeps, as it were?
No, I like the Wrangler, so I would go with the 4-door.
But you're going to trick it out as best as possible, right?
Yeah. I'm going to airbrush my face on the hood of the car,
yes.
Of course.
All right.
Like,
yes.
that comes
for a minute there, I thought you were like, no, you're not going to go low rent on this. Go full blown, make that Jeep amazing. Here's what I found out what I'm going to do.
So, you know, that would be one of the first things I would
find out exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy J. Rubs and Sarah a new house next to the new house.
There you go.
You going to have them live right next to you?
No, to them.
Oh, to me?
Yeah, they're going to live next to you.
Oh, that's totally cool.
Oh, yeah, you think so.
What do I care? We're separated by houses.
Oh, having them as neighbors? Okay.
I don't think it would be all that bad.
Well, you don't know Sarah. Or J. Rubs.
Would she run outside the house screaming and yelling and ringing on people's doorbells?
They have parties.
Again, I don't care as long as they're not bothering me.
Well, okay, then.
People have parties in my neighborhood.
Of course, you're going to be rich. What are you? Nothing's going to bother you anymore when you're rich.
Yes.
Really, you know, like if like you say, I can't get to sleep, you'll just call in at the radio station going, I'm not coming in today. I couldn't get to sleep last night.
Oh, I would just have a suite, like, studio set up in my new house.
Oh,
oh
perfect.
Hell yeah.
My new house.
Rev, if you won $69 million, what would you do?
Oh, I would probably buy a castle somewhere.
Ooh, good
like,
call.
I would think, like, I would look and see, maybe get like a moderate-sized castle in Ireland, and it would just be our castle to run away to.
And no joke, some of those castles in like England and Ireland are cheaper than some of the houses here.
Okay.
That's not surprising
it's
to
like,
me, actually.
I'm not joking. It's serious.
All right,
anything.
So is Mr. Vacation Guy going to go to England or Ireland and they'd have a good time?
Hell yeah, that'd be amazing.
And Danny's probably going to, what's he going to do? Is he going to buy a Dion's Pizza so he can make people sick around the world?
Wow.
Oh, you should definitely open up
franchise?
A Dion's here.
Yeah. Right here on Elkhai. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, first thing I would do is buy a house on in West Seattle. I'm so tired of living in an apartment that would be the first thing that I would do. No, like buy it outright, no payments. And anyway, I had a view of the water, and then I'd be set.
Apartment living is a beating, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just buy an entire apartment complex.
That works
too.
Then you get all your friends come visit.
Or you could, at that point in time, you could just like take out like floors of the apartments and just turn it into your one big house that's just a whole bunch of different apartments.
That works too. Like I have a candy room.
Yeah.
And like a recording studio.
That'd be super cool.
Okay. These are all great plans.
I like this.
Yeah.
Well, at least we're all going to spend money on good things.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know, are you guys going to take care of your parents?
Nobody's ever said anything about charities or taking care of parents or anything, no.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
You're not taking care of your parents. Okay, Rev's out on that one.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I would. I offer to move my parents out here.
Aww. Would they do it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think I'd have to probably move my brother out as well, which is fine.
And how close would they live to you, though?
They would live in, let's just say we found that one of those sweet houses in Puyallup, I'd put them like in like Bonnie Lake or something.
Okay.
So at least there's enough distance that they
buffer.
Can't just, yeah.
They're not neighbors.
Your wife would definitely, you'd have to consult her on how far away they are.
Right. Like where are we going? Are we going Bonnie Lake or are we going Squim?
Yeah.
What do you want to do, babe?
Squim. Squim. It's just a little north. It's just a short drive north.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Yeah.
It's in the banana belt. My dad loves stupid facts about Washington. Here's the ultimate fact. Like whenever someone's like, where do you live? You're like, Squim. It's in the banana belt.
It's just a hop, skip, and a 2 to 3 hour drive, depending on traffic.
It's still closer than living in freaking New Jersey.
You tell them.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Fine. Maybe Sumner.
Okay.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. And you can also text us at 77999. And what do we got, Steve?
We got a text message. I can't remember. Did we do this one yesterday? It was about the people that had gotten fired for the dumbest reasons.
Yes.
All right. This person says, I got fired after telling a coworker, don't bother giving me a wedding invitation. I won't go. She was a new employee.
You got fired for that?
Why not just take the wedding invitation? Like, you don't have to go. But
yeah,
like,
just RSVP, nope.
Yeah. You know, I'm telling you right now, people don't realize how easy it is just to ignore something. You've taught me that, Steve. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
You showed me something earlier today we had a conversation about.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, I get a Facebook message about the very topic.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, someone's going, hey, brother, you know this is a horrible thing.
Mad about stuff.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, why are they doing this? And I'm like, because, you know, people are trying to be cool. Can you just understand that everybody's trying to be cool? And she's giving you an invitation, maybe because she doesn't want you to feel left out. Who knows why?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're the one that doesn't know how to say no. That's why you're irritated.
Just say, I can't make it.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't bother sending it to me.
It's pretty easy. Like, guess what? She's not going to cancel the wedding.
Yeah, she's going to go home don't make and be like, it. I'm not marrying you.
Yeah.
My new coworker will not go to the wedding.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I mean, I know you're the one, and I know we've got all the other 200 people that are going to show up, but, you know, Sammy in accounting's not going to show. We just can't do it.
How about this one? I was fired for doing the owner's mistress. She never said anything. I was 22. She was 36.
The owner's mistress.
Yep.
On every level, that owner is just like a low-level, power-hungry idiot.
Does he include that in the reasons for firing? I know Washington's at will, but do you at least say, hey, the reason why I fired this person is he banged my mistress?
I hope he's stupid enough that he did.
Right?
I really, really do. Gosh, I feel like that kind of boss doesn't even need to exist in the world anymore. Can we get by that, the power-hungry boss that has mistresses and fires people over personal reasons rather than job performance? Can we get rid of that idiot? I'd like to. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Someone texted in saying, guys, I did watch Eurovision. I watched the first, I watched the first 50 minutes of Eurovision. I wasn't sure if we were going to finish it, but after your comments yesterday, we finished it last night. Wow, what a great ending. It was funny, great music.
But
good
the first,
call.
Again, you've got an hour into it almost, and you're not sure you're liking a movie. Wow.
But it's building to that. In order to get to that moment, you have to kind of like just go there for the ride.
I'm starting to wonder if people like you and that texture are just not used to waiting. That it's not that it's a bad movie. It's just that if you don't get to the action quickly, you're not going to like
it. Our attention spans are too short now
to
tolerate a slow-moving movie.
Because I love slow-moving movies with a great payoff. But you guys have you put me off my feed with that.
Right, you just said you love slow-moving movies with a great payoff, and that's exactly how I described this movie. It's slow-moving, and then eventually pays off to be awesome.
You're right. So you ready for the real reason?
What's that?
I just don't believe Will Ferrell can deliver that for me.
Oh.
I'm kind of done with him.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? I don't want a slow-moving Will Ferrell movie. I want a Will Ferrell movie that's, like, right from the get-go, hysterical and has hysterical moments all through the movie.
I want a Will Ferrell movie that doesn't have Will Ferrell as the main character.
I want a Will Ferrell movie with Will Ferrell not in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's even better.
You want a Will Ferrell movie that doesn't exist.
Yes. I want Will Ferrell to tell me that he was thinking about making a movie but gave the part to somebody else.
That's the spirit.
That's horrible. I mean, I've liked some things where he, but you're right, Steve. When he's been not the focus, I've actually enjoyed his like if you his cameos or whatever.
Right.
I think I'm Ferrelled out.
I understand that. And I was too. And had it not been for the fact that it was free, well, it was included with Netflix, I would have never watched this movie.
See, this is what I loved about Adam Sandler's. What I loved about Adam Sandler's movie, the mystery, the detective movie,
mystery movie.
I forget what the heck was it.
Was it Mystery Date?
Not another mystery movie.
No, it was the latest one on Netflix where it was
murder mystery.
Murder mystery.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was it.
That too.
But he wasn't really in it. All like it wasn't just all about him. There were a lot of people in it that were funny.
Okay.
Because I think it was just Adam all by himself. And I guess in a way, Adam has always kind of done that. He's always had a lot of people around him, too. Same thing with The Wrong Missy. David Spade is funny, but as long as he's not the only guy, I think I can enjoy it. And I don't know, Will Ferrell, for some reason, every time he's in a movie, as he's the guy, it feels like he just sucks the life out of everybody else in the cast. That's horrible to say.
Will Ferrell, I suck the energy out of everyone else in the cast.
I know, it's a horrible thing to say, but...
Tomorrow at 7:47, we'll be chatting with Will Ferrell about your own.
Oh, sweet.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to be honest because what else? You gave me good reasons to watch it, but I have no desire to watch that movie.
But what if it's one of those things, the turning point, like with Steve was with Pete Davidson and the King of Staten Island?
King of Staten Island.
See, here's the thing. I liked Pete Davidson, so I mean...
But you don't like Will Ferrell.
I didn't like Pete Davidson, and I finished that movie becoming a fan of Pete Davidson.
But if we weren't interviewing...
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow, there's no way you would have watched that movie, would you?
Yeah, the trailer looked pretty good.
You would have watched it.
It would have taken longer because I wasn't going to drop $20 to rent it.
But here's the other thing. The movie trailer for The King of Staten Island is really good. The movie trailer for Eurovision is a musical-looking thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? It doesn't even
Netflix
doesn't attract
does
me.
A terrible job with their trailers. Hot take.
So you're saying that trailer really doesn't do the movie justice?
Well, I haven't seen the trailer for that movie. Other trailers.
I've done this conversation I've been involved with, but I'm going to keep going.
It is. Right. We have someone with a hot take.
Right. Okay.
They said they wanted to say their opinion about someone having kids in their 50s. I think it's a bad move. Odds are you're going to be dead before your kid graduates high school, and that's a really messed up, cruel thing to do.
Wow. I will say this. Did this happen to you, Texter? Because I know somebody who actually is a parent for the first time in their 50s.
Yeah.
And he and I have had some really cool conversations. And I will tell you, Texter, here's the benefit of being in your 50s and having a child. You are, first of all, probably in better shape in your brain than you ever will be in your life because of your wisdom, your experience. You're also in better shape financially, again, because of all that. And you are going to give that kid, I think, a really cool experience that when I was in my 20s and 30s, I couldn't give. Because I just didn't have the wherewithal. I didn't have the financial means. I was a mess. So I would say that I think that that is a harsh judgment. And yes, perhaps the person won't be around when, you know, the person, like when they're 30s or 40s, you won't be there. But you know what? If you're having a great life with your parent, whenever they pass away, it's going to suck, and it's not going to negate the great life. And the early days with my children, honestly, I'm embarrassed over. I feel like it's now and maybe 10 years ago that I've actually had a good relationship with my kids that I'm proud of. Whereas when they were in their little ages, like toddlers and stuff, I was not a good parent, and I surely did not have good financial situation, and I was messed up in the head.
And it's interesting watching my dad be a new dad for the first time because I found out that when we were little, he didn't get to experience all the fun stuff, like watching us crawl for the first time.
Right, working all the time.
He was working all the time trying to support us, and now he's able to experience that with my soon-to-be brother, like my little foster brother, once he's adopted. But it's awesome to kind of see him experience it and be really happy at the same time doing it.
Yeah. I feel like 50 these days compared to like 50, 20, 30 years ago is a lot different.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people are, for the most part, not everyone, but for the most part, people have dialed in like how they are with like their fitness or, you know, just like they're living longer, healthier lives. They're doing things later in life. Like I think about like how my dad was in his 40s compared to like how I am in my 40s. It's night and day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's no disrespect to my dad. That's like how a lot of guys in their 40s were when I was a kid, were just kind of like beat down and really weren't taking care of themselves. So they were not very active and it showed. Whereas now I feel like, you know, someone in their 60s is probably a little bit more similar, or even 70s is similar to like how some people were in their 40s. You know, yesterday.
Yeah.
However long ago that yesterday is.
And with that said, there's no way I'd want to be a parent right now at my age. There's no way. I mean,
well, you're almost 60.
Yeah.
You're done with that.
I didn't want to even be a parent when I was 50, to be honest with you. I was ready to let the kids. I'm like, kids, get the hell out of here. You're but that doesn't mean that it's the same for everybody. So that texture, look in the mirror and ask yourself why you have that opinion, because there can be some great things that happen for children that have parents in their 50s that would not happen if they had parents in their 20s, raising them as toddlers. There are amazing things that can happen both ways. It's not just, oh, one way is better than the other. It really isn't.
And it's like you don't know how long you got on this planet regardless. Like, I mean, you could be someone that has
don't
a kid.
Don't look at me when you say that.
I mean, like, you could be like someone that has a kid like at 18 and you're like, wow, I'm going to live this entire amazing life with my child. And then something awful happens and they're gone by the time they're 30. Like, you can't guarantee. And I mean, not to be like super Debbie Downer guy, but there's no guarantee on life in general. So, I mean, I don't know if you should live that way.
Yeah, my parents had me both when they were in their 40s. And my mom was gone when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a great life. My dad was gone when I was 28. I still have a great life. You know, they did good stuff by me. And I don't know if they would have been as cool as they were if I got to be raised by them when they were in their 20s. I'm not sure. Especially my mother. I don't think she was as... I think my mother had a lot to work out. I'm happy she... It was like I got to be around her when she was in her 40s. So, you know, I mean, I think it's... Both ways, baby.
Baby.
It's black and white, Steve, okay?
That's right.
It's the gray.
Of gray.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.